8:42 on the Vic Sports Breakfast Summer Edition. I've got Berkey half fired up here. He's fired up about this these events in coronavirus. Robbie Slater joins us on the phone, though, to talk some EPL and A-League. Morning, Robbie.
Yeah, good morning.
What did you make of the performance this morning in Liverpool?
Not much. I heard Berkey talking about asterisks. There was an asterisk against Liverpool at the moment about scoring goals. They can't score goals. That was their third game straight that they haven't scored a goal. Of course, they lost, you know, some of the big players who play at the back, but it's not at the back they've had problems. It's scoring goals, which is unusual because they scored a record number last season. But United remained top and could have opened it up to 6 points had it not been for Liverpool's goalkeeper making a couple of fantastic saves late on in the game. But the real winners out of the draw from these two is Manchester City, who have two games in hand. If they win those games in hand, they will be top of the table. But still close. But Liverpool, the wheels have fallen off.
With that, Robbie, the Liverpool, is it a hangover from last season? Where, what's the mindset of these guys at the moment?
Well, it's hard to know, isn't it, Berkey? I mean, you know, they won it last season. It's always hard to go back-to-back in anything, let alone the English Premier League. Injuries haven't helped, but those injuries were more, like I just said, back. So they've still got the same front line, very potent as it was last season. They're just not in form at the moment. They're just firing blanks. Like I said, three Premier League games for the champions now without a goal is not good enough. And their form has slipped and, you know, they're off to the top of the table and certainly not looking favourites to go on and win, back-to-back EPL titles.
It's interesting because you look at, you look at stats and they're a big part of sport these days. And, you know, you look at what Liverpool have chucked out today, this morning, shots on goal, 17, only shots on target, 3. Possession was very much in favour of them, passing, accuracy, and the rest of it. But they just can't find the back of the net. Is it a...
It's as simple as that. They've had, they've made the majority of the ball. The first half, they completely dominated, but they just can't get the ball in the back of the net. And it's, they're not. Second half, they didn't create clear opportunities. And, they're having all this possession, but, United was solid at the back. And, yes, Liverpool, looking at the stats, could have quite easily won the game. And if they had, you'd look at those stats and say, well, they were the better team. And they probably were. But in football, it's all about putting the ball in the back of the net.
It's amazing, and you mentioned this last week about playing in front of no crowd, how condensed it really is at the top of the ladder. I know that City have one game in hand and can go to the top, but what have we got? 37 points United at the moment and 6th place Everton on 32. So from the devil's advocate side of things, we've actually got a pretty close season thus far.
Yeah, and that's because, there's no intimidation in the grounds. So teams travelling away, like your Everton's, like your Leicester's. They go to Anfield, Old Trafford, the Emirates, and there's no intimidation because there's no crowd there. And, when you say intimidation, you're not talking about fear, a fear of life. You're just talking about, hostile crowds, against you and for their team, which lift their team.
Yeah, it is quite the interesting scenario, isn't it, Robbie, when you're playing in these big stadiums? And it's just it's a feeling you get, isn't it, when you're out there. Let's go on the home front, mate. MacArthur sit on top of the table with the A-League. How are you seeing? Well, we're only a short way into the season.
Yeah, games in, but it was a good win for them. But Sydney and Western Sydney drew 1-1. Western Sydney seemed to have it over Sydney at the moment after a long period of dominance from the Blues. It's the Wanderers who are unbeaten in about 5 or 6, I think, derbies. So, yeah, very early. Hard to tell, the pattern of who's going to be the team to beat. I still think Sydney will be, given that they lost the least amount of players during COVID. But, it's still a weird competition, to be honest, because, the borders are still closed. So it's only the New South Wales teams playing each other and all the rest are playing each other in the other states where they can travel. So, it's certainly a bizarre situation, not only for football, but all sport really at the moment.
Yeah, with the, obviously, that in mind, what have you thought of the quality of the matches?
Yeah, very good. The quality's been good. Been a lot of young, Australian players playing as well. And the game I did on Saturday, Melbourne City against Western United, which was a Melbourne derby, was turned by two young Australian players who came off the bench. And we're seeing young players right around the competition really proving that if you give them a go, you know, they will be good enough. And the reason they're getting a go is because of COVID, because a lot of the foreign players have had to go home or did go home. So for me, it's a breath of fresh air.
Mate, we had complaints. One of our listeners this morning said that the derby lacked a bit of derby-ishness. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, look, I didn't have a close eye on this because I was, you know, doing the game after it.
Yeah.
So what's it pertaining to?
Just a bit of lack of spice.
Yeah, a bit of fire and grit.
Yeah, there was not enough of it.
Yeah, look, I could see that. Look, I could see the game, obviously, and again, you know, crowd constraints. Normally the derby just, you know, attracts 30,000 plus. So, you know, you didn't have the same atmosphere as normal. It was in the big stadium as well. So what crowd was there didn't really have that impact. But yeah, it's hard to say.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
We play heroes and villains on a Monday.
Mm.
I made my villain the tennis players, but I nearly made my villain Fox Sports.
Right.
Mate, you are pivotal. You should have been on that derby. And I'm going to write a letter. Do they still accept letters? Do you still get the letters? I'm sure we get the letters. But, mate, we need you on. People love watching the A-League because of what you say and do. And you are never to not work another derby. I know you get the roster and whatnot. But just say you'll do two games next time, mate. We needed you there for that Wanderers match.
Well, I don't know what that's a very nice thing to say. And yeah, I think they'd still accept letters.
We'll send something in. I'll get the letters out. We'll get the letters out. I nearly made them.
Look, yeah, you know how it works. You get your roster and you do the games. But, you know, I couldn't physically be on that one. So I'm sure I'll be one on in the future.
Beautiful. Central Coast and Western City Wanderers tomorrow night. We spoke before with Stefan Nigro, and there's something brewing up there with the Mariners. I know we've been critical of them in the past, but they seem like there's a bit of fire in the belly.
Well, that's what the Mariners were always known for, and that fire in the belly seemed to disappear for quite some time. Although, to be brutally honest, they had an owner who just, you know, run the club on a shoestring and, you know, never brought in quality players. And, you know, that showed, but 3 wooden spoons in a row. Yep, he seems to have got them turned around somewhat, Alan Stajic, and you know, they seem somewhat better. It's still very early to tell. It'll be a good test against the Wanderers tomorrow. I'll be up there for that one.
Beautiful. We'll look forward to that coverage, mate, on Fox tomorrow, and we'll see you there. Just give it to someone on air.
I will do, promise.